Sharon's is with us. Hey, Shane, how are we?
Sorry about the weird delay. Spokes at the tail end of the year.
Yeah, well, listen, that can happen. And what a year it has been. What about for you? We watch moves left, right and centre. We travel on New Zealand Transport Agency roads rather than Waka Kotahi roads, it would seem, at the moment, Shane. Are you becoming something of a polarising figure down there, Shane Jones?
Oh, there's a bit of loose rhetoric being tossed around by our relations in the Māori Party and the Green Party. But look, we've come out the other side of the electoral process. We're at the centre of the government. We were banished 3 years ago. It's an extraordinary achievement. We didn't get the coverage we deserved, but hey, one can't rub the scars of battle all of the time and try and relive former glories. You've got to go out and create a better and a new future, and I think that's what NZ First has been able to do. Next year, obviously, we'll come into the year with a whole host of economic challenges, but we'll be there at Ratana, we'll be there at Waitangi, and yeah, there will be froth, and there'll be the obvious rhetoric, but the issues that New Zealand First has become associated with, people will soon see the deeper concerns that we have are being addressed, and that's really more to do with the economic fortunes of our country.
Will you be attending the Hui Called by Two Hates here?
Now, that is in the middle of January, isn't it? Late January.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure, because from what I can see, it's predominantly a Māori party hui. The way I like to deal with our iwi, I like to go into the regions, and everyone knows this about me. Go onto the marae and step away from the spotlight and step away from the clickbait and meet people where the marais need fixing up, the roads need to be repairing, people's jobs need to be given greater resilience. And when I was younger, I enjoyed all those platforms where there was an opportunity to inflame the crowd with rhetoric and whatnot. But now that I'm a tad older, I find that durable things really require me to come down to the level of the whānau out in the regions. So I'll probably be on the road, Imala, down on the South Island at that particular point in time.
You know, for a man who is used to being universally loved, how are you reacting to those Māori questioning your moves and your motives?
I think for some of my whānau, they probably find it a bit difficult. But I really feel that when you get to my stage in politics, you have to be a bit like a rock. There will be some loud seagulls who try and tutai on you, and then the waves will dash against you. But I've got 64 years of experience in the Māori world, and a lot of people that are raising their fears and concerns, that's really more seagull-like territory. Many of them don't have the track record that I have, and you just get a bit older, and you become a lot more resilient. I was away up home. We had a lovely karakia on my marae, and a Christmas service and a little bit of kapa haka, and Tūtarangi Few and his wahine were there, and they took the prayers. And there were just the people from one of our local marae. And I thought to myself, this is how the majority of us are living. We're not living day by day following clickbait news, what was said in Parliament, what imaginary threat has been conjured up to try and hammer the government of the day. No, people down in the hood, they're not living like that, bro. And prior to that, I went to the AGM of Te Opauri, the iwi that I hail from, which was the last public outing for Maria Meno in that role before she came fully into Parliament. So you do operate at different levels, but I would say I'm going to call time through our party on this frothy rhetoric that the treaty is a charter of Indigenous sovereignty. That is a view that people are entitled to argue. It is not the view of New Zealand First. And you cannot continually revise the treaty or tug it in all nooks and crannies of parliamentary legislation without standing back and saying, hold a minute, is this actually enriching, emboldening, and enjoining our nation to a common purpose? No, it's not. and I'm not going to tolerate it any longer.
Tēnā koe. Could you tell that to David Seymour, please? The frothy rhetoric, and there's no truth to the fact, to the kōrero that you've been ostracised by your family, and even some of your uri want to divorce you.
Hey, bro, I didn't need this election for that problem to emerge.
Look, and this is from a concerned producer. It looks like the coalition government's hell-bent on dismantling every positive piece of legislation that supports Māori. Smoke-free, free prescriptions, Taka Whai Order, the Waitangi Tribunal, Te Reo Māori Skills Payments, the Fair Pay Agreement Act. Or are we reading it all wrong and New Zealand First actually has a cunning plan?
No, people were reading that wrong. I mean, the smoke-free legislation, but the bits that have been changed weren't even in operation. We've done a tremendous job at reducing smoking levels in New Zealand, and there'll be programs that continue, and there'll be lots of money thrown at the frontline services where hapū and iwi can deliver health. We're just not having we're just not tolerating an ever-enlarging Wellington bureaucracy. The Māori language isn't being dismantled. A few titles, a few names that should never have been given to government departments, such as Oranga Tamariki. It should be Patunga Tamariki. Now, I stand on solid ground because I know a lot of senior Māori share personally with me. The Waitangi Tribunal, they're 50 years old in a year or so, so it's absolutely legitimate for us to look at their writ, their mandate, and if necessary, change it. That's what politics is about. That's what elections are about, and people, I think, should not deepen all of the wells of fear. There's going to be a new spring, Emma, and many shoots of economic growth and opportunity will emerge. The greater problem is that in a short period of time, 134,000 people came to New Zealand to call its home. That was the legacy of Labour, and our situation is that our infrastructure can't cope. Many people are now being abused and taken advantage of. You never hear our Māori rhetoricians talk about those problems. And those are the issues that really are affecting the character of our nation, less to do with the refinements around how Māori issues are being dealt with by Wellington.
Well, I promised some sort of ditty from you and I at the end of the year, so perhaps you could join in. We wish you a Māori Christmas. We wish you a Māori Christmas.
A Māori Christmas.
Yes, we wish you a Māori Christmas.
A Māori Christmas. We wish you a Māori Christmas and a fat hangi with me.
Okay, very good. All the best, Shane.
Hey,
catch up in the new year, man. Thanks so much. Shane Jones, Tuesday Guy. And.